السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. Welcome everyone to resuming our reading on the مراقي السعادات of Imam Abu al-Ikhlas الشرمبلالي رحمه الله. We got up to the section on سجدة التلاوة, and we're going to read from there, بإذن الله تعالى, and then we'll go through the text, the translation of the text. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ونفعنا الله به: باب سجود التلاوة. هو واجب على التراخي إن لم تكن صلاتية. إن لم تكن صلاتية وكره تأخيرها تنسيها. والسبب هو التلاوة والسماع شرط ولو بالفارسية إن فهمها بأربع عشرة آيات منها أولى الحج وصاد وتؤدي بركوع أو سجود في الصلاة ليس منها ويجزئ ركوعها عنها إن نواها به وسجودها وإن لم ينوها وكان فور التلاوة وإدراك إمامه في ركعتها كإدراكه إياه فيها وإلا فعليه سجودها بسماعها منه ويكفي سجدة لتلاوة آيات مكررا في مكان وتجزئ الصلاتية عما قبلها ولا عكسه وندب إخفاؤها عن غير متنبه لها وندب القيام ثم السجود لها وشرط لصحتها شروط الصلاة إلا التحريم وكيفيتها أن يسجد سجدة واحدة بين التكبيرتين هما سنة بلا رفع يد وتشهد متسليم. The Shaykh rahimahullah, he says that the prostration after the recitation prostration or the prostration of recitation or recital is mandatory, huwa wajibun, على التراخي, that can be delayed إن لم تكن صلاتية, unless the verse is recited inside the prayer, then you can't delay it. You must, you know, it's sinful to delay the prostration. One must do it if one recites the verse while in the prayer. وكره تأخيرها تنزيها, it's disliked. But it's disliked to delay it, so one ought not to delay it. وَسَبَبُهُ التِلاوة, the cause, what occasions this sajda, this prostration, is a recitation. Recitation of what? Any one of the 14 ayahs of the Qur'an. وَسَمَعُ شَرْطٌ, it's a condition for one to do the prostration. It's a condition that one has heard it. وَلَوْ بِالْفَارِسِيَّ إِنْ فَهِمَهَا, even if it's in the Persian language, the verse itself is read in the Persian language, and one understands and knows that this is the verse of prostration. So if it's in another language that one is reading the Quran, and one knows that this is the verse and understands it's a verse of prostration, one must do the prostration. بأربع عشرة آيات, there are 14 ayah, and they are in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah Al-Sad, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah Al-Nahl, Surah Al-Isra, Surah Maryam, Al-Furqan, Surah Al-Naml, Surah Sajda, Surah Fussilat, Al-Najm, Inshiqaq, Surah A'la, Surah Alaq, sorry, and I think that's it. Then he says, وَتُؤَدَّ بِرُكُوعٍ أَوْ سُجُودٍ فِي الصَّلَاةِ لَيْسَ مِنْهَا, it can be fulfilled by one extra bowing or one extra act of prostration in the prayer. ويجزئ ركوعها عنها إن نواها به. One does the ruku, or one does the bowing of the prayer. ويجزئ ركوعها عنها إن نواها به. The normal bowing of the prayer can suffice, but only after one intends the prostration, one intends the sajda itself. وَسُجُودُهَا وَإِن لَمْ يَنْوِهَا. And by doing the act of prostration that one normally does in the prayer, then the prostration itself is fulfilled. Even if one didn't intend to do an extra sajda of tilawa. So in other words, if one is performing the bowing position in the prayer as normal, if one intends the sajda to tilawa to be done with that bowing, then that will suffice. Bowing will suffice. If one does a normal prostration in their normal act of prayer, even if one didn't intend doing an extra prostration, the prostration itself will suffice. But the condition is, kana fawra tilawa. It's got to be done right after the ayah, the verse itself being recited. وَإِدْرَاكُ إِمَامِهِ فِي رَكَعَتِهَا كَإِدْرَاكِهِ إِيَّاهُ فِيهَا. Catching the congregational prayer behind an imam, where the imam had recited a verse of prostration, is effectively كَإِدْرَاكِهِ إِيَّاهُ فِيهَا. It's as though you have done the prostration itself. So if you join an imam and the imam has made a recitation of a verse that requires you to prostrate, and the imam has already prostrated, when one joins, it's as if one has done it. It's as if you have joined the imam in doing it. وَإِلَّا فَعَلَيْهِ سُجُودُهَا بِسَمَاعِهَا مِنْهُ. Otherwise, the person must perform his own prostration if he heard it from the imam. Then he says, رحمه الله, وَيَكْفِي سَجْدَةٌ لِتِلَاوَةِ آيَةٍ مُكَرَّرًا فِي مَكَانٍ. He says that one prostration is enough, it suffices for repeatedly for a verse of recitation, a verse of prostration, multiple times. So one prostration suffices for verse of prostration that's recited multiple times, if it's recited multiple times in one sitting. وَتُجْزِئُ الصَّلَاتِيَّةُ عَمَّ قَبْلَهَا لَا عَكْسُهُ. If a verse of verse of prostration is recited before the prayer, then one sajda within the prayer will suffice. But the opposite will not hold, meaning you can't wait till. So if you recite a verse in the prayer, you can't wait till after the prayer in order to do your sajdat tilawa. It can't be performed outside of the prayer. It has to be done inside the prayer. So he says, وَتُجْزِئُ الصَّلَاتِيَّةُ عَمَّ قَبْلَهَا لَا عَكْسُهُ. So if a verse of prostration is recited before you start your prayer and you do your prayer, then doing that prostration in your prayer will suffice. But it won't suffice if you do it outside the prayer, having recited the verse while you're in the prayer. وندب إخفاؤها عن غير متنبه لها. It is recommended for the one to recite the sajda to tilawa, the ayat of sajda, the verse that contains the prostration in it, to recite it silently, إخفاؤها عن غير متنبه لها. It's better, it's recommended to recite it silently if someone else who is present in front of him is not paying attention. Is not paying attention. Are they not aware that he's recited? Then he says, وَنُدِبَ الْقِيَامُ ثُمَّ السُّجُودُ لَهَا. It's recommended to stand up first, then do the act of prostration. وَشُرِطَ لِصِحَّتِهَا شُرُوطُ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَّا التَّحْلِيمَ. All the conditions of the prayer are stipulated for the prostration of recital, except the exception being the opening tahreema, Allahu Akbar. How does one perform it? وَكَيْفِيَّتُهَا أَنْ يَسْجُدَ سَجْدَةً وَاحِدَةً بَيْنَ تَكْبِيرَتَيْنِ هُمَا سُنَّةٌ بِلَا رَفْعِ يَدٍ وَتَشَهُّدٍ وَتَسْلِيمٍ. The way it's done is, one prostration is made between two utterances of takbir. And both of those takbirs, huma sunnatun. The one says Allahu Akbar, goes into prostration, and when they rise up, they say Allahu Akbar. But bila rafi'i yadin, but there's no raising of the hands to the ears. There's no tashahud, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat, and there's no concluding salams. So it's two utterances of the takbir, the Allahu Akbar, and one sajda in between both of those utterances. Fasulun, sajidatu shukri اختلف في كراهيتها ومشروعيتها. فإن أراد الشكر يصلي ركعتين شكرا لله سبحانه وتعالى. فائدة مهمة لدفع كل ضر ومكروه أهمه. قال الإمام النسفي وغيره: من قرأ آية السجدة كلها في مجلس واحد وسجد لكل منها كفاه الله تعالى ما أهمه. Then there's a section on the sajda to shukr, the prostration of gratitude, of thanking Allah. The Imam, rahimahullah, he says, there is difference of opinion regarding whether the prostration of gratitude, i.e. going into a bowing position out of thanks to Allah, whether that is something disliked, i.e. Whether it's not desirable to do. وَمَشْرُوعِيَّتُهَا. And whether it's even been legislated to be permissible. وَإِنْ أَرَادَ الشُّكْرَ يُصَلِّيَ رَكَعَتَيْنِ شُكْرًا لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. If one does want to express gratitude, then one prays two units of prayer, two components of prayer, rak'atayn, out of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An important note, sa'ida muhimma. Then the Sheikh says, in order to ward off لِدَفْعِ كُلِّ ضَرٍ وَمَكْرُوهٍ, in order to ward off every harm and every makruh, every stress, أَهَمَّهُ, that one is afflicted by, or one suffers, then Imam al-Nasafi and others have said that one ought to do the following. مَنْ قَرَأَ آية سجدتي كلها في مجلس واحد وسجد لكل منها كفاه الله تعالى ما أهمه. If a person recites all 14 verses of prostration in one sitting and performs a prostration for each of the verse that he's recited, the 14 prostrations, then Allah will eliminate, take care of all of his worries in this dunya and by his mercy in the akhirah. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah talks about Baagh al-Jum'ah. He now goes on to the Friday prayer. He says, rahimahullah, Salatuha fardu aynin bi sharaitiha, wa hiya al-dhakura wa hurriya wal iqamatu bi misrin aw fi makanin dakhilin bi haddi li iqamati fi al-asah wa sihha wal amnu min zalimin wa salamatu al-aynayn wa rijlayn. He says the Friday prayer is an individual obligation that comes with conditions. The first condition is al-dhakura, being male. Al-dhakura, being male. Wal-hurriya, being a free person, a free man. Wal-iqamatu bi-mithlin aw makanin dakhilin fi hadd al-iqama fi al-asah. Being a resident of a city. Being a resident of a city, even أو في مكان داخل في حد الإقامة في الأصح. And according to the most correct opinion or sounder position, on the sort of outskirt, on the greater area of the main city. On the outskirts within the city limits, but you're on the greater part of the city. والصحة, to be of sound health. والأمن من الظالمين, من الظالمين, to being safe from some kind of oppressor. سلامة العينين والرجلين, having sound eyesight and having your legs are functioning, so you're able to walk. Then he says, وَشْرُوتُ صِحَّتِهَا الْمِسْرُ أَوْ فَنَاؤُهُ وَسُلْطَانُ أَوْ نَائِبُهُ وَوَقْتُ الظُّهْرِ وَالْخُطْبَةُ قَبْلَهَا بِقَصْدِهَا فِي وَقْتِهَا وَحُضُورُ أَحَدٍ لِسَمَاعِهَا مِمَّنْ تَنْعَقِدُ بِهِمَا الْجُمْعَةِ وَلَوْ وَاحِدًا وَالْإِذْنُ عَمْ وَالْجَمَاعَةُ وَهُمْ ثَلَاثَةُ رِجَالٍ غَيْرُ إِمَامٍ ولو كانوا عبيدا ومسافرين والشرط بقاؤهم محرمين مع الإمام حتى يسجد فإن نفروا بعد سجوده أتمها جمعة وإلا بطلت والمصر كل موضع له أمير مقاض ينفذ الأحكام وتقيم الحدود. So he says, what are the conditions of its validity? One, it's got to be a city or its surrounding, its outskirts, its greater area. The second one is a sultan, the supreme ruler, the head of state, or na'ibuhu, or someone officially appointed by the sultan. And then he says, wa waqtu dhuhr, the Friday prayer must be performed at the time of dhuhr. والخطبة قبلها بقصدها في وقتها, a sermon that is delivered before the prayer, and it's intentionally delivered, but at the time of dhuhr as well. So, والخطبة قبل وقت الظهر بقصدها في وقتها. A sermon that precedes the time of dhuhr delivered intentionally also in the time of God. والخطبة قبلها بقصدها في وقتها. So before the prayer, there must be a sermon and it must be delivered in the time of Dhuhr, because doing it before the time of Dhuhr or doing it way after renders the prayer invalid. وحضور أحد لسماعها ممن تنعقد بهم الجمعة ولو واحدا. There must be the presence of at least one person to listen to the khutbah, and the person listening to the khutbah must be from among those whom the Friday prayer is valid. So it must be a sane adult male, things like that. That doesn't include women and children. Then it says, وَالْإِذْنُ عَمْ. There must be general permission for Muslims to join the congregation. That is, no Muslim, there should be no way a Muslim is barred from performing that prayer. Otherwise, that prayer will be rendered invalid. وَالْجَمَاعَةُ وَهُمْ ثَلَاثَةُ رِجَالٍ غَيْرُ إِمَامٍ. Then there must be three people other than the imam to constitute a congregation. Even if وَلَوْ كَانَ عَبِيدًا أَوْ مُسَافِرَيْنِ. Even if they are slaves or travelers. مُسَافِرِينَ. والشرط, the condition is بقاؤهم, they remain with the imam until the imam makes one prostration. So after the imam has made the prostration, فإن نفروا بعد سجوده أتمها جمعة. So if they join the imam, these three individuals join the imam for a prayer, and on the first prostration they happen to leave the prayer for whatever reason, then the imam's Friday prayer is fulfilled. But he's got to complete. فَإِن نَفَرُوا بَعْدَ سُجُودِهِ أَتَمَّهَا جُمْعَةً. So the imam must complete the two rak'at by himself, otherwise his prayer will be rendered invalid. But so if the three individuals break away from the prayer for whatever reason before the imam does his sajda, makes an act of prostration, if they leave before that, then the entire Jumu'ah prayer is invalidated, and then the imam himself will have to pray four rak'ah of Dhuhr. But if he makes the prostration and then the three behind him separate for whatever reason, then the imam completes the two rak'ah and his Friday prayer would be considered fulfilled. والمصر كل موضع له أمير مقاد وقاض ينفذ الأحكام ويقيم الحدود. Misr, a city, is defined as an area or a vicinity that has its own governor and judge that implements all the ahkam and implements the hudud, the penal penalties of Islam. So, Misr, a city valid for the Friday prayer is any place any vicinity in which there is a governor and a judge who ensure that ahkam shara'iyya, Islamic laws, are implemented and the hudud are implemented as well. وفرض الخطبة نحو تسبيحة أو تهليلة وسنة الخطبتان بجلسة بينهما بطهارة قائما ويجب السعي للجمعة بالأذان الأول وترك كل شاغل عنها وإذا خرج الإمام فلا صلاة ولا كلام وكره الأكل والشرب والعبث والالتفات وكره الخروج من المصر بعد الأذان وتجزئ عن فرض الظهر لمعذور ومن أدركها في تشهد أو سجود السهو أتمها جمعة. The minimum obligatory part, obligatory aspect for a khutbah is a valid sermon, for an obligatory sermon. A minimum obligation for a sermon, for what a sermon must be, is it must be one tasbihah, one tahleela. That is to say, subhanallah once, or la ilaha illallah once. But just doing the khutbah with those two phrases, of course, is disliked. The sunnah of the khutbah is to have two khutbahs with a sitting in between both. And one must be in a ritual, bitaharatin, qa'iman, must be in a state of ritual purity and while standing. These are not the conditions for validity, but they are sunnah aspects. It is mandatory to hasten to the Friday prayer at the first call to the prayer, bi adhan al-awwal, wa tarku kulli shaghilin anha, and one must leave all sorts of things that one is preoccupied with or busied with. Unless, of course, if you're preparing for the salah, that doesn't count as being preoccupied in that negative sense. Rather, it's talking about leaving all things that have got nothing to do with the prayer. إِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ فَلَا صَلَاةَ وَلَا كَلَامُ. Once the imam emerges, or once he stands to ascend the minbar or to deliver the khutbah, one should cease all kind of praying and all speaking. It is disliked to eat, drink, you know, al-abath, or just fidgeting and fiddling around, you know, fidgeting to and fro, iltifatu. All these things are disliked during the sermon. It is also disliked, وَكُرِهَا الْخُرُوجُ مِنَ الْمِصْرِ بَعْدَ الْأَذَانِ. It's disliked to leave the city after the first adhan has been called without having prayed the Jumu'ah prayer. And then he says, وَتُجْزِعُ عَنْ فَرْضِ الظُّهْرِ لِمَعْذُورٍ وَمَنْ أَدْرَكَهَا فِي تَشَهُدْ أَوْ سُجُودِ السَّهْوِ أَتَمَّهَا جُمُعَةً. The Friday prayer obviously occurred in place of the Dhuhr prayer. تجزئ عن فرض الظهر بمعذور. And it's even for the one who is excused from praying, like those who are ill or traveling and things like that. So the Friday prayer takes the place of the dhuhr, even for one whom the prayer, one is excused from praying it, such as a traveler or a person who's ill. ومن أدركها في تشهد أو سجود. If a person joins the Friday prayer in the tashahud stage, tahiyyatul lillahi wa salawat, so it's the final sitting of the prayer, or even if, let's say, there is a sajdatu sahw being performed, then one completes atammaha jumu'atan, one completes it as the Friday prayer. One completes the two rak'ats. So if you join an imam and you're in the last sitting, you've missed two rak'ahs now. You need to make that up when the imam makes the first concluding salam. When the imam makes the first concluding salam, the person stands up and completes the two units of prayer. They have to complete the two units of Jumu'ah prayer. One completes two units, one doesn't pray Dhuhr. Even though one has missed the two units of prayer, one makes them up. So one makes up the Jumu'ah prayer. We've come up to Salatul Eidain. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll pick it up in our next session. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. If there's any questions, feel free to ask on what we've just been going through today. Well, if there's no questions, narakum fi halqa al-qadima bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.